Steve Scalise, Democrats applaud murder of a baby born alive. By Robert Krajicek on February 25, 2019. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, described Democrats' support for lawful and limitless access to abortion as an endorsement of the murder of babies in a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Scalise examined Democrats' opposition to all proposed temporal restrictions on abortion. "This is something that I think Americans across the board, no matter where you stand on the issue of abortion, people recognize that if a baby is born alive, if a baby literally survives an abortion, and is born alive, they can still in many states kill the baby," said Scalise. Listen. Scalise recalled Democrats' applause in the New York state legislature following passage of the Empire State's latest abortion legislation. He also noted Governor Andrew Cuomo's, DNY, support for the new law. "You heard this," began Scalise. "The governor in New York was bragging, they were applauding when he signed this disgraceful law. It's barbaric, but it's murder, where literally if the baby is born alive they can still murder the baby, and in New York it's legal." Scalise then recalled Governor Ralph Northam's, DVA, support for lawful access to infanticide in the event of an unborn child surviving an abortion. "And of course in Virginia you saw the governor, he was talking about how you can do it. Talk about a barbaric conversation, he was on the radio show talking about how you can, while the baby is born and the parents can go and have a conversation about how they can then go and then kill the baby." Scalise continued, "This is disgusting, and yet in America, there are some states where it's legal. So Ann Wagner from Missouri has a bill that will ban that practice. It would actually give legal protection to any baby that is born alive." Scalise and Representative Ann Wagner, RMO, co-sponsored reintroduction of the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, which Wagner's office describes as seeking to ensure that any infant born alive after an abortion receives the same protection of law as any newborn, mandating care and instituting penalties for doctors who allow such infants to die or who intentionally kill a newborn. Scalise went on, "I was shocked, and I literally had to go back to my staff and say, wait, explain to me how it's legal to kill a baby, a person who's born legally. And yet it is in probably 24 states. Even people who are pro-choice, most of them believe that the baby, if it's born alive, should be protected under law." Scalise examined the Trump administration's new restrictions on federal funds being granted to abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood under the guise of family planning. "Look at what President Trump has done to protect life," stated Scalise. Just Friday, he released a new ruling. It didn't get any real national attention, but he started the process now of banning any Title X funding, federal dollars, from going to Planned Parenthood or any other organization that provides abortion. "This is a major deal. It got very little attention. They just issued the ruling. They've been working on it for months because they know they're going to get sued in the courts. They wanted to make sure that everything was done exactly the right way. That money will no longer go to Planned Parenthood." Scalise concluded, "When you see innocent life being taken after the baby is born, and Democrats are defending that practice, my God, where has their party gone? This is not the Democrat Party of 10 or 20 years ago, even. This is how far left they're moving towards socialism. It's real." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.